samples of liquid zeolite.
Well, we always head to our insiders in Washington, D.C. to get the biggest buzz from inside the Beltway that affects all of us across this great nation. Justin Duckham joins us now. He's with Talk Radio News, of course. And we've talked to Justin once, so it's fun to have Justin back on. Justin, how you doing?
Not bad. It's great to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. Yeah, big buzz, I guess, a little bit of buzz anyway, over something we knew was going to happen. The House approved the Senate Patriot Act bill, so now it just gets kicked up to the White House. Anything come out of this that was worth mentioning?
Well, this was pretty heated towards the end, and there was a lot of opposition coming from Senator Rand Paul, a Republican, one of the more libertarian-leaning ones of the Senate, which was a bit of a surprise. He initially filibustered it, but the remaining senators were able to override that through a pretty hefty margin, and it passed pretty comfortably. But before that went down, he was able to move in some votes on some key amendments. One of them was to not allow the Patriot Act to apply to documents that people fill out to receive firearms. And a lot of people are seeing this as a way to sort of shame his Republican colleagues into, admitting at least some of the act was an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, and you're right. Paul was the one who kind of raised the roof on that. But it goes to the White House, so now we know that's a done deal and the arguments would cease, at least temporarily. Now, another big argument, I'm sure, is that Senator Bob Menendez from Jersey, a Democrat, was arguing pretty vehemently to pass his bill, his legislation that he's sponsoring that would give immediate citizenship to family members of anybody serving in the armed forces. It's called the Military Families Act. Explain this for us. Flesh this out a little bit and what the reaction was.
Well, what he is saying about this is that, you know, if you serve your country, your family, as well as you, should have, a safer path to citizenship or a more direct path. This is something that sort of mirrored what was talked about in the DREAM Act not too long ago, but instead applied to the family. The DREAM Act, although it, you know, did provide citizenship for those who joined the military or for those who try to, help the country by going to college, that was met with some pretty strong opposition. And this one, however, seems that it may be met with some skepticism from Republicans as well, despite the fact that it seems to have pretty noble intentions, as he puts it.
As far as what he's trying to do, what Senator Bob's trying to do. And that's interesting because I'm sure there are people that think that and others that think no way it shouldn't apply to the family. And I'm going to throw out the digits, folks. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents on the Military Families Act and should it fly or should it die? One last one for you, Justin, is this. The House Republicans release a plan that they say is going to lower unemployment and actually reduce the deficit. Of course, that deficit is the buzzword everywhere. The plan is this, that it would bring down the top corporate tax rate. It would actually dump from 35 to 25%. And, of course, businesses would be able to carry profits that they actually make overseas into the U.S. tax-free. I can imagine some of the Democrats aren't too thrilled with this proposal. What was it met with? Maybe tepid curiosity?
Well, a lot of Democrats are saying, that this is sort of a vague plan. They don't mention exactly how many jobs they intend to add on this. A lot of it also just seems to say that this is, Nancy Pelosi actually described it as warmed over stew and essentially linked it to the Bush era policies. And she said that those didn't necessarily create jobs then, so why should it now? Another thing that was raised pretty heavily today was some charges that this was just a way to sort of hide Medicare, or their call for Medicare reform. As you know, that's been looked at with some increasing skepticism in recent weeks. That kind of came to a zenith. with the vote earlier this week in New York 26. And this conveniently did not mention Medicare. This was something to cut the deficit increase job creation that left the more controversial aspects of the Ryan plan on the wayside.
Justin Duckham from Talk Radio News, you have a fabulous Memorial Day weekend, and thanks for popping on ATN. All right, we said there, and I called it fly or die. What do you think? Should military families get a pass if their husband is serving and he's illegally in the country, which is what Bob Menendez, the Democratic senator from New Jersey, wants to see happen? And that's why I described it as kind of tepid, you know, reception. There were a lot of people leading up to this that compared it, as he said, to the Dream Act, although the two are different because the Dream Act, of course, relating to college and somebody illegally getting through college, why should they have to go back? Here we're talking about the families of somebody connected to a service person not having to go back. So you have the Dream Act, you have military families and protecting them, and there's now some blood in the water when it comes to the discussion on illegal immigration. In fact, here's something interesting. In the opposite direction, the Supreme Court upheld that Arizona law that slams businesses for hiring workers in the country illegally. So now there's still some hope alive that the support of the crackdown on illegal immigration in Arizona and Governor Jan Brewer's efforts to keep fighting and people who have no connection to Arizona sending money, even if it was $5, $10, $15, $20, in the fight against the government. Because remember, the government sued Arizona, and this has been ongoing. It's over a year now. This ruling could open the gateway for that. The ruling says that basically it requires employers to use e-verification to check that workers aren't illegally in the country. Imagine that. And some would think that this does bode well for SB 1070 to be found constitutional. The state is appealing that rule that I just explained that blocks portions of that law from taking effect because the government, of course, went after Arizona. You know, what somehow gets lost in all of this, I'm going to go after you and you're going to have to fight it, is all the money. I did mention that people were sending money to Arizona for them to be able to fight this because now, of course, they had to drain some of their budget to be able to do that. And coming up next, we're going to talk about a huge case, the case of Casey Anthony, who is standing trial for the murder of her young daughter. And what is that costing the state of Florida to try her? Because there was the change of venue. Can we pick a jury that's impartial? It cost close to $500,000 to get a jury for that case. $500,000. And this isn't even trying the case. When it's all said and done, it's going to cost millions, millions. And there is a chance she probably walks out of this because of a big bombshell that the defense dropped just the other day in court. So around the bend, we're going to talk to a criminal defense lawyer, Dave Salter, about that. So hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Who isn't paying attention to the Casey Anthony trial? You know, we've talked about it already ad nauseum, I think, on America Tonight. But people really fell in love, sadly, with Kaylee and wondering what happened to her, and then the crazy twists and turns during the missing period, and then ultimately what now has led to the trial of Casey Anthony. And a complete bombshell was dropped in court the other day where her defense team said that Kaylee died in a pool, and the reason Casey didn't say anything is because her father didn't want to upset the mother. They got rid of Kaylee's body, basically, and she was abused by the father, so she felt compelled to listen to what he had to say, kind of. I'm taking a little liberties here with her actual words, but in a nutshell, that's what she said. So we're thrilled to welcome to the show Florida-based criminal defense attorney David Seltzer. David, first of all, before you tell me what your opinion is, just from the defense point of view, is this a brilliant strategy or no?
Yeah, I believe it is brilliant strategy. I'm not sure if I would have rolled it out right from the beginning, but they have to convince one juror of 12 of reasonable doubt. And they put forth a scenario here that the state cannot refute because the state's own experts cannot and will not opine as to a cause of death. So there is no way for them to refute that this is not what happened. You know, they're going to have some hurdles with the defense in explaining how she quote-unquote, grieved for 31 days by celebrating and partying that she was no longer a mother, essentially. But, you know, it depends on how people interpret grieving. You know, the allegations of George Anthony's abuse, if you watch the testimony, and I read the testimony back and heard from people how George behaved, he did not look the defense attorney and prosecutor in the eye when he was answering these questions. He looked away, and we all know from body language that when you don't look someone in the face and you look away, a telltale sign that you're hiding something.
Wow. So that right there, that shows people that, or the jury could show them, and I think all of us know that, so that show that something's going on with George. So maybe, like you said, only one person has to buy it, that there's a good chance that she could just completely, that's it, she could get out of this.
Well, the thing you have to look at, too, is the Tate's case is completely built on circumstantial evidence. There is no hard evidence tying Casey Anthony to this case. So if you're sitting there as a juror, are you prepared to convict someone and let them face the death penalty based on veneer?
No, you're instructed, you're instructed not to do that. So what in the closing arguments, I'm assuming, would be brought up is exactly that. The evidence isn't there.
Correct. The state's own experts will not and cannot opine to the cause of death. They're basically going to play on the jurors' beliefs and feelings and life experiences to say what kind of mom allegedly knows her daughter's dead and doesn't take responsibility and doesn't give her a proper burial and goes out and lives up for 31 days. That's one that's,
Yeah, exactly. And supposedly, though, her friends said, the friends came forward, and when the friends were asked about this anyway, the friends have said that she was partying and all that stuff, but when they were asked, was she a good mother, they all said she was a good mother. So to try to diffuse that, I'm assuming that's part of what would happen there. Because there must be a long list, I guess. The defense will bring some people that will testify as to her character, I'm assuming, right, having just said what I said about the friends. Do you think this happens throughout this trial?
Yeah, it'll happen. But remember, the relevant evidence to a trial is all the facts. They don't get the fun every time they want. It has to be direct relevant evidence. So then bringing character into play is going to counteract that. But at the end of the day, it's a trial on the facts, and the government just doesn't have the facts.
Yeah.
The defense, like I said, one juror has to find beyond a reasonable doubt that the state didn't meet their burden. And I believe they'll get that one juror and find her not guilty. The allegations of the sexual abuse and the paternity by the Kaylee may even be her brother's child. These are serious allegations. And if you have any experience with victims of molestation, you're told to do something from your molester, chances are pretty good that you're going to listen out of fear.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're speaking with David Seltzer. He's a criminal defense attorney, of course, in Florida. As I said, everyone around the country is talking about this case. You're in the legal system, and you're a defense attorney, a criminal defense attorney. So I'm sure in your own backyard, all over the Sunshine State, everybody in the legal system is talking about probably what happened, what the defense did, and, their bomb, as I call it, they dropped it out there. Is this what everybody's talking about when they're not worried about their own trials?
Yeah, when this opening happened the other day, my phone lit up. Everyone was like, did you hear what's going on, what they're saying? And I was in Orlando last week on a different federal case, and it's like a circus over there. I mean, they have media trucks all over that courthouse. You can't get to it. This is one of the biggest things to hit the country, aside from Jared Lee Loeffner being found incompetent this week. I mean, it's crazy what's going on in Florida.
Yeah, no kidding. How long do you think this goes on? I mean, do you think it drags out through the next month, through the end of June? Or is it better for the prosecution to keep, just because now that this has happened, to just try to keep stretching it? What works better from their aspect?
Well, I think what's going to happen is if the prosecution doesn't keep this on a lead, circumstantial evidence can they put forth? I mean, at some point it's going to get old. How many witnesses can you put on that are going to say, yeah, she partied for 31 days like a rock star? So the judge should keep it on the leash, and if the state were smart, keep it, the trial go through this summer.
Yeah, wow. And then who knows what the deliberations. From your angle, from the being a criminal defense attorney, when you're waiting that out, once it goes to the jury, and they're deliberating on it, is it better if it comes back quickly? When you get that call, is it better if it's quick, or is it better if it takes longer?
Everyone's got their theories of a quick one says guilty. The longer they're in there, the more deliberations. Usually they're having trouble coming to a verdict. But everyone's got their theories. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just a tie. It's just the anxiety and the waiting gets to you.
Yeah. As you said, it's crazy what's going on in Orlando, and it's the biggest thing to hit that courthouse in a very, very long time. But you also mentioned Jared Lee Loeffner, and we've talked a lot about Jared Lee Loeffner, as you can imagine, across the country, and the fact that the judge found that he's not fit to stand trial at this point, and he goes back into a facility. What do you and then he was yelling in the courtroom. What do you make of that?
I mean, the judge based it on objective testimony that he observed from two court-appointed experts and found that he wasn't competent to stand trial. I believe this is a temporary setback. I believe the country will get their trial of Jared Lee Loeffner. I don't know where they're going to find an impartial jury, but they're going to get a trial of him eventually. They will stabilize him because the country's going to want him taken to trial. But again, until doctors opine as to his competence and can say for certain that he can contribute to his defense, he will get the necessary treatment that he needs.
So you, as you say, I love the way you put that. The nation will get its trial because that's what everybody wants to see. They want this to happen. So the prosecution is going to have everybody breathing down their back, I'm assuming, right?
But it doesn't. The prosecutor is not the one that makes the decision. The prosecution is not the one that was probably challenging his competency. It has to have been the defense. The prosecution wants a fair trial because the prosecution doesn't want to have to retry this case if it were to come back. He was found to be incompetent and went forth to a trial. So they're respecting the judge's decision, and as a former prosecutor, that's what I would do, is respect the judge's decision, keep preparing my case, because they're going to come back every 4 months and reestablish whether he's competent or not. And when he's found to be competent, that trial will start right away.
So do you think the change of venue, I mean, there would be a push for a change of venue, but you said it. Where do you find an impartial jury for this?
I don't know. You know, they moved the Casey Anthony case, jury selection, over to Pinellas or Hillsborough County, and they ended up finding a jury after a week of jury selection, and they sequestered everybody back to Orange County. At the end of the day, the number that the scene popped around is jury sequestration and selection will have cost the county $400,000 just for the jury. So the trial is going to be costing the county of Orange County, millions of dollars in this tight economic budget. So, you know, the same applies to Jared Lee Loeffner. Where are you going to find an impartial jury? Definitely not in Arizona.
Yeah. You can't move the change of venue that out of beyond the state lines, can you? In this case, you couldn't.
I don't know what they're going to do. I really can't apply into that. I'm not sure what they're going to do with that. They're not going to want to, but at the end of the day, they might have to try.
Yeah, we got to push. You want us to do this. We're going to have to do it. Yeah, you never know what you're going to get. That's probably when, in the criminal side, is it true you just never know what's going to come across your desk?
You never know what's going to come across this any given day, even as a criminal defense attorney. You get a call on a sitting county case, whether you want to take that case. Some people don't take certain types of cases. Some people won't handle a murder case. Some people won't handle a child porn computer case. You know, everyone's different. I focus on cyber crimes and computer crime because I used to be a cyber crimes and computer crime prosecutor. So everybody does different things.
Yeah, there you go. We'll have to have you back on and talk about that now. There's a lot of different directions that we're seeing that head and all the hacking and all the things that are happening. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. David Seltzer, thanks for joining us on ATN.
Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
All right, it's your turn to sound off. Throw in your two cents. Step up to the plate and take a swing. Fair or foul on the Patriot Act as it passes. Actually, robo-signing from afar. That's what it is. There's a machine with the president's signature basically that flows out of a pen. Explain that to me. So that there would be no stoppage in the Patriot Act. But, and as what I asked at the top of the show, we went to our talk radio news insider, Justin, and talking to him about, was there any scuttlebutt on the Hill? You heard him mention, I think he mentioned Rand Paul. And Rand Paul has long held that there's a couple of things, first of all, that shouldn't be part of the Patriot Act, understanding that in 2001, it was all about, man, we got to do something here. We're scrambling around in the dark. We're hysterical. We got to find ways to catch the bad guys. So we're going to give up some of our civil liberties and not really analyze that too much or hope that people don't recognize it. Well, people did recognize it. And the Patriot Act certainly infuriated a lot of people when they were caught in the net. See, that's the problem with everything. There is this see no evil, hear no evil, I don't want to be involved in no evil. And as long as you leave me alone, oh, I don't care. But you have to be careful about that kind of thinking, as I have often said. The greatest part about living in the United States, we want to hang on to our rights. Why? Because we live, baby, in a free country. Free. Where you pretty much get a chance to do and say what you want to do. Even if people don't like it, they think it's ugly, they don't agree with you, it doesn't matter. They don't have to participate in whatever it is you're involved in, right? So Rand Paul screamed and shouted and did get his way on a couple of amendments. And the one amendment I particularly liked that he got in was the amendment that would impose tighter restrictions on access to your financial records. This is so dangerous. It's like these crazy FICO scores and how people are being judged for jobs because of the FICA score. Well, what if your family was decimated by some illness and you were always an upstanding citizen? You paid your taxes. You did everything you were supposed to do. You helped your neighbors. Just a great person. And all of a sudden, you get slapped down by life. This is what happens, and a lot of times it's a medical emergency that will drain people. So you're paying things a little bit late. You're trying to stretch. You're juggling bills because you don't have the money. You don't have the money to do that. And you get it together, and you're reeling it all back in, but it's too late because they've already demolished part of your credit. Well, this doesn't refer so much to that. It's being able to go through your records, which I guess would show. It would show, you know, anything. Any kind of blip on the radar screen, whatever it is. And I agree with him here. Why do they need to have access to your financial records, or at least have some tighter restrictions on it, the big warrants, the evidence, that sure, if you're tracking a terrorist and you pretty darn well know that you have 98.9% of what you need to get in there and look at those records because you're following the money. Remember, I'm the one who does say follow the money. But I don't think you need to follow grandma's money, my money, and all of your money out there, because then it can be dangerous. They can go through your records. So I would agree with Paul on this, that you don't have to give up that kind of a liberty to go after the bad guys, the boogeyman, the terrorists. And it shouldn't happen. So that was one thing that he wanted in there. Then there was another amendment, and he had talked about this a little bit before as well. And this amendment for the, to the Patriot Act was the one relating to guns. Well, you know how I feel about guns. I might not be a gun owner. I have gone to ranges. I have family members who have guns, and they know how to use them, and they keep up I think they're responsible. They keep up with what they need to keep up with, cleaning and storing and all that stuff. Because remember, I always have to throw that out there. Wouldn't it be great if people were responsible about their guns? Because then that doesn't give anyone, pardon the pun, ammunition to come after you and say, well, you bozo heads, look what happened here. And look at this idiot who had a gun here. And look what happened here. And, you know, it's easy to point to, oh, can't have that happen because of how irresponsible people are with guns. Well, what his amendment says, one of the other amendments, actually it was the first one I think he proposed of the two, it had to do with guns. And in fact, when I say it had to do with guns, what the concern was, and what he said, and I love what he said, I'm going to quote him, he said, we come here to D.C. expecting these grand debates. And he talked to us about that in an interview we had with him when he was running. Instead, what often happens is votes are counted and recounted. And then, boom, the vote comes to the floor and that's it. So what the Paul Amendment is, it would impose, again, strict judicial oversight on access, this is records again, to gun ownership records. So it will get the vote. And we'll get a vote. But, of course, support needed for that is 60 votes, right? And there was opposition to that one. There was a lot of opposition to that. And then there was some that were a little bit more positive. See, I think with the roving wiretaps and the library records, so you can get the court order to seize business records, that kind of stuff, can take people down that are innocent. And plus it puts the government in your business where they don't need to be in your business. Like I said, if they can be 99.8% sure, or they have the evidence, get the warrant, all that kind of stuff, go through the channels a little bit different, because that's a little bit different, because the roving wiretaps and the access to the business records, it's part of that Patriot Act that was enacted after the attacks, and I think that does violate privacy rights. I know I certainly ruffled a few feathers when I said that the last time around. and it applies to the lone wolf provision. That was also part of the 2004 intelligence law. So if you follow the bouncing ball, we're talking about, just to make it easy, how much of your liberties are you willing to give up? At what point do you feel like you're being spied on? Is the government spying on, or has at least the authority to spy on, innocent people? Now, it's not just Paul in the thick of this. Senator Dick Durbin, who's not a Republican, Democrat, of course, said he voted for it when he was a House member back in 2001, the hysteria over September 11th, while Ground Zero was still burning. But he said it gave the government too much power. He realized it, and that with not enough judicial and congressional oversight, that it's wrong, that doesn't work. Senator Mark Udall from Colorado, Democrat, said the provision on collecting those business records could expose law-abiding people to government scrutiny. So he's saying the same thing. If you've got to be able to limit those investigations to terrorism or what some would call nefarious activities, and what that's what he said, you know, but where does it end? Where does the rubber meet the road on this one? And, of course, the ACLU, they're against this because they say the Patriot Act is used improperly again and again, and it invades Americans' privacy and violates their constitutional rights. And I know that there is a very thin line on this, because remember, I think we need some protections. I think that you have to have, you know, the CIA, the government has to have some leverage, for goodness sake. But at the same time, it's a slippery slope. And I agree with pouring through our records. I think that can be dangerous. And we already saw that in action a couple of times. All right, let's see. Let's go to Dan in Texas. How perfect to talk to Dan on this one. Hey, Dan.
Mistress Kate.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a bit of messing with our guns, messing with our private papers, things like that. They're going to have to back off on that. Any senator that votes to strip the gun rights can just write his career off. I'm talking, you know, these six-year terms, goodbye, no more, you're gone. There's too many of us out here, and we will rally behind that. The Tea Party is alive and well. I hear through the grapevine that Sarah Palin is going to be coming in to the thing. And something I heard tonight when I was listening to Roger Hedgecock, the government under Obama has established a rapid response on Twitter and on the Internet.
Yeah.
They've even hired a guy named Jesse Lee to be their head dude. And these people are operating on our dime. We're paying for it. Not only are we going to have these people interfering in our lives, we have to pay for these sycophants to come in and chastise us about our freedom of rights to voice our opinions on this illegal president that we have in office at the present time.
I love when you always get that jab there in the end.
Well, he's nothing more than a Kenyan. He's an African. He's not an American citizen. He's not worthy.
Dan,
I'm telling the truth.
I know. You listened to what I said last time out. We're up against it. But I agree with the first part of what you were saying. Remember, I mean, I'll just reiterate this again. Don't like Obama? Make sure somebody's strong. Make sure there's a strong ticket out there running and not just a throwaway group of collective bodies trying to go up against an incumbent president. Taking more calls in a few.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Slurly down the street, you can bring blue way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah.
And another one bites the dust. The Patriot Act does go through because it was set to expire. Some amendments thrown into it. You heard me talking about that. Rand Paul standing up and saying, whoa, 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 wait a second. The senator from Kentucky, I'm going to be heard. I want to be counted. Here's two for you. You know, boom, boom. And the president, of course, is away. So there's kind of this robo signing thing that was signed just a short while ago before we stepped onto the air. I had that. What's that mechanism I use? The iPhone, and I got a little text about that from somebody who had to stay into the late hours bugging the White House to find out what was going on. I'm sure it's being widely reported. So that's in. Congress okayed the Patriot Act extension. President Robo signs the deal. Poof. And the question is, how many, it's the same question we had before. How many liberties do you want to give up at the sake of terrorism? I mean, it is easy to blanket statement, terrorist, 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 terrorist. We have to do whatever we can, including pouring through records of people that we shouldn't have any business doing it. We shouldn't be able to do it. I mean, it's sad to say, but the truth is, how many people listening to me in a cynical way have heard this remark or used this remark themselves? Well, they already know everything about me anyway. Who cares? I know they already know it. They're probably already tapping this conversation. I know I'm on lists. You know, those lists that are flying around out there. I bet probably 8 out of 10 people who call America Tonight or who listen to this show feel that way. So you can throw in your 2 cents. How much is too much? And, you know, are you all down on the whole Patriot Act thing? 800-259-5791. Let's jump out to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. I want to talk about something else, but briefly on the Patriot Act. As long as they keep having to renew it, am I getting through here?
No, we got you loud and clear. They have to keep renewing it, yeah.
Well, it's probably the Patriot Act people are trying to intercept this conversation. It's not getting through very quick.
You're one of those people.
I'm on all the lists, let me tell you. I guarantee you that. You talk to me, better keep it clean. As long as we have to renew the vote on that every 2 years, when they renew it every 6 years, that's a little bit long for me, you know. I think that they should renew it, but, you know, every 2 years.
I agree.
I'm all for that.
It's a four-year extension this time around. I like the two-year thing. It should be 2 years because there's so much to it that you, like Rand Paul did, like the Kentucky senator, you should be able to, he's right, you should be able to at least pour through it, have a deadline on it or whatever, and be able to speak about a couple things you think legitimately should be in there.
Yeah, but another problem is we have to have the correct type of leadership. You know, if you've got somebody like Obama who's going to be politically correct and they're going to apply all of these searches against American citizens, but they won't apply it against, you know, Muslims coming into the country because that would be politically incorrect, or they won't, apply it to OPEC members, or they won't apply, then, and I really think that that's going to be the problem. I wonder, could I talk a little bit about Medicare?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Well, it seems that everybody is worried about trying to reduce the effect that Medicare is going to have on the national budget. But, you know, Kate, I think that they should concentrate the effect that Medicare is going to have on the individual's budget. Because, sure, they could reduce the amount of Medicare in the national budget and make the budget better. But what about the individuals that when they get sick, how do they pay? I don't hear anyone talking about how they're going to keep the cost down. If the costs keep rising, I don't care what system or what vouchers, you know, it's not going to work. We have to control the cost. What do you
Amen,
say about
brother.
That?
Listen, I totally agree with you. That's what I said. I went off on this whole thing in a previous show that the biggest problem is, okay, great, boom. You know, and I actually like this guy. I like Paul Ryan, but I don't like this idea of the voucher because of the individuals. So you pay and pay and pay and pay and pay and then guess what? You don't, you know, by the time it's your time to get the voucher, you cannot afford the coverage. You can't afford diddly squat unless you crawl across the border in Tijuana and go to some backdoor doctor somewhere in the back streets and get whatever it is you need. I mean, I'm half jokingly saying that, but, you know, no kidding. People are doing that. People are doing that to get the medicine. So now if you don't allow for the increased cost, which you know, Tomas, and that's exactly what you touched on, will be there, what are you going to do with that? You'll have nothing.
You know, this is something that every person out there relates to, healthcare costs, you know.
Yep.
You say root canal, everybody knows what you're talking about, you know. You go in there, it's $800, $900. Your insurance covers less than that, you know. And the cost of a root canal is going to go up higher. Are those vouchers going to increase with that? I don't think so. And
no,
that's
because
something
you're not
that the Democrats
down.
That's the Democrats are going to hit us with that. The Democrats are going to make a very simple TV ad, you know, a very simple radio ad, and everybody will understand it. What they have to do is they have to get draconian and say, if you want to practice health care in this country, you cannot be charging, you know, more than a certain amount for a certain procedure.
Right, limits on it, yeah.
Otherwise,
you know,
That doesn't sound too democratic, though, does it?
No. And I love the example you gave because you just jogged my memory. I was in between jobs, thought I was covered on dental. I have great teeth, haven't had a problem. Boom, one root canal, Tomas, in my life. I was in, of all places, crazy Vegas. And I had to get a root canal, and guess what came out of my pocket? $1,000. I had to pay out of my own pocket. I wasn't covered over. Yeah, it was brutal. So you know what I had to do? I had to quickly run to the casino and pump all my money into a machine saying, come on, Mama needs a root canal. I'm kidding.
Okay. And for those people that are listening, this is probably not what you should do if you don't have money and you need a root canal.
No. No, good points, Tomas. Great call as always. You have a fabulous weekend. So he is speaking of rolling the dice, too. I saw a headline like that about John Edwards and root canals. He probably feels like he is in the middle of a root canal. He's right in the thick of this, of course, with the charges that he's going to be indicted, it looks like, on felony campaign finance charges linked to that cover-up of the affair that ripped up his marriage and his political career. The Justice Department is very, very close to that. So I don't know why I threw in the Edwards thing, just because I know that that's getting close and may even happen tomorrow from what I heard. We'll see if it does. But the Medicare thing, to pick up on that, it is like gambling if they do the vouchers, because you don't know what the costs are going to be and what you'll be charged for it, and so you won't be able to get the procedure unless you just have this great doctor, which some people have, where they're like, you know what, give me what you can. I know it's awful. I'm just gonna do it. Or a dentist. I'm just gonna help you out, man. I've heard of situations like that. But how many people can a doctor help out or a dentist help out? They've got people on their staff, medicines and everything that they have to pay for, and they're not all going to be that generous, let's say. Any thoughts on the show, you can shoot them to me through the website, americatonight.net.